Describe the process of null hypothesis significance testing and tell the possible outcomes. Be sure to tell what the acronym means. It's null hypothesis significance testing. We're going to ask how probable a particular event is. That event that we're going to ask how probable it is the null hypothesis. The process is quite simple. What you do is you get a sample that represents the target population. You collect data. Those data are used to generate a summary statistic. The summary statistic plus the degrees of freedom are used to generate the p-value. We make a null hypothesis significance test decision based on that p-value. Following the well-known rules, if p is less than 0.05, we reject the null and decide there is a relationship between the variables in the population. If p is greater than 0.05, we don't reject the null. Some would say we retain it. And we decide that there is not a relationship between the variables in the population. The important part that I want to make sure you get into this answer is that when we're all done, we act on this decision. That decision is going to either change or not change theory. If we get results that support the theory is in place and may be stronger. If we get results contrary to the theory, it combats that theory. No research result is without effect. And it might change or not change practice. We're not just making mathematical procedures with the conclusion. We are making decisions about what we think describes the world, and that is going to impact our theory and our practice. And this will lead then to replication and to programmatic research. All of that is part of null hypothesis significance testing as it's practiced in scientific empirical psychology and the nice folks who have joined us. It's not just getting a p-value. It's getting that p-value and making a decision. That decision is acted on, replicated, and converged. All of that is the process of significance testing. The possible outcomes are 5. We could have a type 1 error, a false alarm. We think we found something that isn't there. We could have a type 2 error. And don't just list type 1, type 2. Make sure that you specify what each one is. A type 2 error, a miss. There is an effect in the relation, or there is an effect in the population, and we failed to find it in our study. A type 3 error. There is an effect in the population. We found an effect in our sample, but they're not the same effect. In the case of correlations and ANOVAs, we got it backwards. In the case of a chi-square, we got it backwards or sideways. There is also a correct retention. There's not an effect big enough to care about in the population, and we decided we didn't find an effect. We're right. There's really nothing there, and that's what we found. Really nothing. And there is correct rejection. There is something. We found it. We found the right something as well. So part of this is making sure that you have in your head and can articulate the different decision errors. The other part is remembering that what we treat null hypothesis significance testing as something that begins with the sampling and ends with convergent research that accumulates evidence and convinces us that we know what's going on. In other words, significance testing is not a single study phenomena. It is part of the programmatic research. Each study generates a decision. Those decisions accumulate with the others until we get comfortable with what we think is, quote, really going on, unquote.